Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Philip.
Thanks very much for joining me. Now, what's the reasoning behind these new changes to the NAPLAN test?
Well, the reasoning is impossible to fathom, Philip. Now, I say that because the original NAPLAN, as introduced by the Gillard government, was a terribly flawed exercise to start with. We've got no problem with external testing. In fact, we welcome external testing. But the results of those tests should only be available to schools, to teachers, parents, and students. And as soon as you put those results into the hands of the media and the politicians, you know, you've set up a three-ring circus. And that's what we've seen over the years, to the point now where NAPLAN tests are being, you know, practice NAPLAN tests are being sold in news agents, for God's sake. And, you know, the NAPLAN test is a very narrow test of all the stuff that our kids are learning at school and all the stuff that's in the curriculum. And yet it's held up as the be-all and end-all. But look, what's the government's thinking here? I mean, reports are indicating that around about two-thirds of our students won't make the grade as far as this Band 8 level that they've set. It seems to us that the government is painting a giant target on its chest, because the question you've immediately got to ask is, what's wrong with the current system, the current syllabus, the current curriculum, that two-thirds of our kids can't achieve Band 8 at the end of Year 9 or in Year 9 when they sit the test? So surely the question's got to be asked of the government, what's wrong with your own system? I think this is an absurd situation, but the other great problem, Philip, with putting the results of testing into the media domain and the political domain is that it generates tremendous stress. And of course, you know, this is well recorded. There's a tremendous amount of research been done on this, both here and overseas. But if you call what they call the high stakes testing system, as soon as you put it into the sort of political and media domain, that you cause all sorts of stress problems. And let's just stop and think, well, hang on, which kids are going to get stressed? Are they the ones who are travelling pretty well and are achieving pretty good results in literacy and numeracy? Or are they the kids who are maybe not doing quite so well? Well, guess what? By and large, they're the kids who are not doing quite so well. So, you know, I think the original Gillard-NAPLAN exercise has been a grade A disaster. It takes no account of student health and well-being, and the government has made it far worse by ramping up the pressure, ramping up the stakes, and ramping up the stress on our kids. And it's impossible to fathom this, and it's really politicians gone mad. I think they're losing touch with their responsibilities, and there's certainly no consideration of student health and well-being in what they've done.
If you've just tuned into The Daily, we're speaking this morning with Stephen Grieve, Executive Director of New South Wales Parents Council, about the new NAPLAN reforms, which will require students to achieve a Band 8 in the Year 9 NAPLAN before they're able to complete their HSC, and the high pressure this is placing on a lot of students. Now, Stephen, we've just seen, leading up to NAPLAN, and during the NAPLAN, yeah, as you mentioned, stress is a very big part of NAPLAN. A lot of students have a lot of issues with dealing with that stress. If we're looking into increasing the pressure which is applied for NAPLAN and the stakes of the NAPLAN, do you think that potentially down the line we're going to see a lot higher rates of school dropouts in leading up to years 11 and 12 of people who don't achieve that NAPLAN ranking?
Again, Philip, this is where the humanity, the common sense, seems to be absent from this decision on the part of the government. Because government now requires that the kids stay in school until they're 17. But at the same time, they're willing to brand two-thirds of them as not up to scratch. So how are those two-thirds of our students going to feel about those, you know, years 10, 11 and 12 that they're in school, having been branded by the government, is not good enough? I mean, I just think the thing, it beggars belief what they've done, and I don't think there's a scrap of logic or common sense to it, and there's certainly no humanity in terms of the health and well-being of our students.
Now, there is a good 3 years between the Year 9 NAPLAN and the HSE in Year 12, and a lot of students will get the chance to re-sit the NAPLAN during this time. How do you think this accounts for late bloomers, given that the kids who, there are a lot of kids who tend to intellectually blossom as they move into Years 11 and 12 when they're able to choose their own subjects?
Oh, look, that's certainly true. There's no doubt that some kids do come into their own in 10, 11 and 12 years. That's certainly the case. I'm not qualified to comment as to what percentage of kids that might apply to, but I can't imagine that it's that high. And, you know, the other concerns that we've already outlined. I mean, it's interesting to note, Philip, that the professional research interviewed 10,000 school students in 2007, the year before NAPLAN, so before these stress levels were ramped up, and a staggering 20% of them were showing up as depressed, and a further 20% of them were showing up as having low self-esteem and lacking in social confidence. I mean, these are terribly high figures, and you've really got to ask, what are we doing with our education system that's causing that many kids to be, you know, experiencing those sorts of mental health issues while they're at school? Now, it's not the exclusive domain of the education system, obviously. I mean, you know, families and parents and everybody else comes into the equation quite clearly as well. But if that sort of, you know, with those sorts of numbers being recorded, clearly it's terribly important that the education systems and the state government do all possible to, work with kids to kind of deal with those sorts of problems and rather than kind of creating situations that are only going to make them worse.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see once these changes are fully introduced and integrated into the system, just how much they do alter the final years of school for a lot of students. Stephen, thanks so much for joining me this morning to give a little bit of perspective on the issue.
Thanks, Philip.